Here's an example using strings. Notice that I'm including the header string.h. You'll see why in a minute. That header defines some pretty handy string processing functions, one of which is in this example. But take a look at the first line of main. This is showing you the old-fashioned way, so to speak, of initializing a string. It's a character array, and I have to explicitly put the null byte in there if I'm going to do it this way, because with normal array initialization syntax, you have to put every array element in there. But it's a lot more convenient to do it as I do in the second line with the initializer Robert. The compiler knows that there is a terminating null in that string. In other words, whenever you have a double-quoted string, that implicitly includes that terminating null byte. And so all of those characters, R-O-B-E-R-T, null, all seven of those characters are stored in the array first. And so first is an array of seven characters. To print a string out, there is a %s format specifier. And what it does is it looks at the name of the array that is in the corresponding argument position in your printf call, and it just prints out those characters up to but not including the null byte. So it knows that when it hits the null, it ran out and it's done. And that's the way most of the string processing functions work. The strlen function, or sometimes just pronounced string length in the last two lines there, it works the same way. You give it the name of the string, and it goes through each character, counting them up, adding how many it finds, until it hits a null, and it stops and returns that number. So you can see that I've got the right amount of characters there. Now, again, I told you that first is an array of seven characters, and that's true. It is. But notice that on the bottom it says first has six characters. That's because that null byte is not included in the calculation of the string length.